Hello and welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this June 2nd, 2025. Have your host James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the WFHR studio our friend Grant Holly from the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. Grant, it's been a while. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. Thank you so much for having us in.
Appreciate the time, and certainly want to say a big shout out to you and your whole team and everybody working over there, bringing awareness and attention to cranberries. I didn't have to do any double checking on this one. Quite a big topic here in Wisconsin, especially here in central Wisconsin, and even more specifically here in Wisconsin Rapids, where, you know, we've got Cranberry Blossom Fest right around the corner and so many other great events that we're looking forward to. But I wanted to actually start with getting into some of the events. Before we do that, Grant, how are things going? How is this going with raising awareness and attention for cranberries here in our state?
It's pretty easy to be actually able to raise the awareness for cranberries within Wisconsin. One of the pieces, so I'm fairly new to the job. I'm the new executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. I just passed my year anniversary in the past couple of days. And one of the pieces, I knew that cranberries were a very large commodity for Wisconsin. And I knew they were a large crop. And I knew they had a very special place. But what I didn't understand was the depth that it actually went into the culture. And you're absolutely right. So education isn't that difficult, especially for local folks. Here in Rapids, people know about cranberries. They know how much a part of their community they actually are. They have a wonderful celebration coming up that is going to celebrate cranberry blossoms. A great time of year for us, even though we have a lot of folks out in those marshes working at the time. But it goes throughout the state at the same time. And when you start looking at the marshes that are 100, 125 years old, they have cranberry vines that are older than I am.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You start to understand just what level of a pinnacle, a cornerstone of the community they actually serve as.
I think to your point about this and the attention, I think almost common knowledge of so much cranberry and the making of cranberries and what it takes to in this state, that is also a credit to the Cranberry Growers Association, because I think from a young age, kids are learning that, whether it's through field trips like I did, or it's like many of the other kids out there that have family or, you know, friends or family members that are involved with cranberries, making cranberries and harvesting them and everything. So I think, again, you guys are just so good at the job too, that we, you know, from a young age, kids are learning this stuff. So that part helps, I imagine, too, with it. Now, when it comes to, you know, the events that you guys do, certainly to raise awareness about cranberries and that, but it's also, I think, celebrating cranberries. And that's a big part. Oh, it seems like a big part of the job to me too, for you guys.
No, it is, because our growers are very proud of what they do. They are 6th, 7th, 8th generation growers. And heck, they form a large part of the community, because those families don't get smaller. They just get bigger themselves. And it's really interesting to be able to see why they feel that it's part of their mission to educate the public and make sure that they understand what they're doing on their land is one of the most positive agriculture stories that you're actually going to hear. Cranberries are a perennial plant, which means that we are no-till, which means we don't tear the land up every single year. As I mentioned, there are vines that are older than I am, which means that a lot of their land has gone unchanged for decades and even more decades. And it's such a natural process, because cranberries were found in Wisconsin before Wisconsin was even Wisconsin. People were harvesting cranberries here. And this has allowed our marsh folks to take a very light-handed approach to it. So when you think about farming, yes, it is labor intensive, but it's a labor intensiveness that actually protects the land. And they're so proud of that they crow it from the rooftops.
See, I was just mentioning a common knowledge, people knowing a lot of these things. That's not an angle I had really thought much about or heard many people talking about. That's so fascinating, so interesting. You just sent me I'm going to be going down a rabbit hole with that later. it's a great point.
We got rabbits too. Come on.
Right on. it's a great point to bring up too, because especially, you know, kind of where I wanted to wrap up before we got into some of these events and everything that are going on, is one of the other best parts of all of these events, or just having you on the air, or what you guys do at the Cranberry Growers Association, is giving us another opportunity to shout out our ag industry, our great farmers out there, our great people working so hard, and really the backbone of our country. And being able to shout that out at any point is always a nice thing to be able to do as well. So there's a lot of great things going on with the Cranberry Growers Association. I want to touch on some of the events you guys have coming up this summer, and one of them is right around the corner, June 11th, 8:30 to 5 over at Lake Arrowhead Pines Golf Course. They have a Cranberry Open. This is going to be a fun event. You can register now for this event and get on over there. Probably want to get there soon, though. You want to probably get that registration in early, but that is going to be a fun one, with all the proceeds going towards the Wisconsin Cranberry Leadership Development Course. A course that I know is quite beneficial and helpful to people out there.
It is amazing. Again, I mentioned that I was in my first, or just finishing out my first year. When I was interviewing with this group, it was interesting because the folks that were interviewing me were at such a level that I was unexpected. Like, I just wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
And they were trained. I mean, it was obvious that they were trained on how to be able to educate and speak about their own industry. And I kept wondering, where has this come from? And then I go back and I see this annual course that they typically offer, and they are training their own. They'll train some other folks as well if people are interested, but it really gets into determining what kind of a leader you are. So it's a five-day event, not necessarily back-to-back. It's over 5 months, and you basically spend one day each month, and you're finding out what kind of a leader you are. What is actually leadership, which is something that people don't always understand?
Yeah.
How to be able to speak. We take folks through training. So how are you going to work? How do you identify your audience? Ways that you're going to talk to another grower are going to be very different than you talk to just the every person on the street, or even a legislating member. So we go through all of that. We also take them to Madison. We let them be able to see our policymakers at work, because our policymakers are typically very good to agriculture, especially to cranberries. And all of this really combines it out to where our, I hate to call them kids because they're typically in their 20s, but it's our next generation of farmers, those 7th, 8th, 9th generation of farmers, they're seeing that cranberries don't end at their marsh. It's an entire community that spans the entire state, and there are a lot of stakeholders for this industry. It's been here for so long that a lot of Wisconsin depends on the cranberry industry.
The Cranberry Open, being brought to you by the Wisconsin State Cranberries Association, is June 11th, 8:30 to 5 over at beautiful Lake Arrowhead Pines course. We'll get to tell you how you can register for that, find out more about it before we wrap up today with Grant. Also, there was another one I wanted to touch on here, because you guys are busy coming up. You got in August the Summer Field Day and Trade Show happening with the Cranberry Association. That'll be at Halbin Brothers Company. That is another fun event that we'll be talking more about as we get closer to it. And there is the 2025 Cranberry Clay Shoot that is coming up in August as well. Another one of those events that you're going to want to register for. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it on our morning show and some of our other shows. We'll be highlighting these and getting people all signed up and ready for them and everything. Grant, with you being new to some of this, I imagine you're excited about all of these events, but is there anything standing out to you that you're a little bit more excited about or just looking forward to?
I love it all. Everything has its own sort of purpose that's to it. Our golf tournament, our skeet tournament, it's a great way for folks to be able to just get out and be able to talk to each other. Gives them a little bit of a break, gives them a good reason to be able to come off of the marsh for a day and sort of remember why they do it. Trying to get a farmer sometimes to take a day off is one of the hardest things on earth, and this is a good reason to get them to do so. That summer field day, though, that one is so much fun because it's where the entire community comes together. We had 1,200 people at our summer field day last year at Cutler Cranberry. This year at Habelman, I gotta wonder if the crowd's gonna be larger. So Habelman is one of, if not the largest, fresh cranberry producer and packager in the world. And though that family has been there for a long time, the facility is immaculate. They are going to be providing tours of their facility so that folks can actually hear the history and see how things are actually done inside of a fresh packing cranberry building, which is so interesting because you'll have sorters that are 100 years old and they are gorgeous wood and brass, and they will take your breath away because they are polished to a gleam. But then you also have an AI color sorter sitting right next to it, which is about the most modern age that you possibly can do as well. So you see how the industry has evolved since this one farm got started over 100 years ago.
It's a really great example, perfect example of all of that. I think one of the things that I've really enjoyed about being in this job is getting to talk to so many people in the ag industry and learning about that merging of worlds, of the tech world, along with this old school ways of doing things, and how I don't know that you can, that there's been a better like merging of worlds than anything than with the ag industry and tech. The more I learn about it, not sports, not politics, no, I don't think there's any other industry that has been, that made the merger work better than the ag industry and the tech world, which I don't think a lot of us had saw coming. But I think that's really cool. And it just makes sense, too, when you see it, when you take a step back and see where it's gone.
Oh, completely and utterly agree. It's so I was I have been an old science teacher back in the day, and the inability to change with a changing environment, that is the textbook definition of extinction.
Yeah.
So in order to be able to meet a changing environment, one thing I think we can all agree on is that our environment is definitely changing. The world is not the same world that we've seen. Heck, even 5 years ago. Heck, yeah. 5 years ago, we were all still sort of covered up inside of our homes looking for toilet paper.
Right,
and
right.
And now this is our new.
Mm-hmm.
So when you especially look at cranberries and you look at even ag within Wisconsin, you do see a lot of evolution. These guys do pay attention, and they most certainly are respectful of their histories, but they're also looking for, how can I do this smarter? How can I do this in a way that reduces cost for myself, which reduces cost for a consumer, but also, how can I do it safer? How can I do it in a way that uses less materials? It's just the way that these guys are staying in business.
And, of course, Cranberry Blossom Festival is right around the corner, coming up June 19th through the 22nd, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it. But you can go to blossomfest.com right now to find out more information, blossomfest.com. And as we're wrapping up, Grant, I did want to remind everybody as well, especially all you educators out there, that there are field trips, there are resources, printables, there are all kinds of things available with the Wisconsin State Cranberry Association. I cannot encourage you enough to reach out to them, find out more, set up a field trip, or take a look at some of those great printable materials they have there. There's the Weatherby Cranberry Library that is available for you just right there at the website, which I will be going through even more. I prepped it a little bit for the interview here, but I'm going to be going down even more of that. And so many other cool things available for you at their website. That is wiscran.org, wiscran.org. Be sure to bookmark that, everybody. Grant, as we're wrapping up here, is there a way people can reach you directly if they want to have follow-up questions or anything?
Absolutely. So you can take a look at that website, and you're going to be easily able to find my contact information. Reach out to us on Facebook as well. There's a large following that's sitting there. We had our one of our posts just last year. We hit our million impact mark with one of our posts, which is unreal when it comes to agriculture. It's kind of timely right now as one of those late nights that cranberry growers are out there making sure that they're plants are okay due to frost, but it was also the northern lights hitting it just the perfect time.
Yeah.
and you can't beat it. But yeah, we have a pretty large following out there. You can find all of our events on Facebook, nice and easy. We got recipes, we have poems, we have pictures of all the animal babies that are out on side of our farm. Please come find us.
Again, wiscran.org is the website, everybody, and be sure to like them on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And Grant, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to talk again real soon. We'll have you back real soon.
Thank you so much for having me. We love it when folks remember us.
We'll talk again to you, and appreciate all of you out there joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.